People Problem Prescription Pill Bottle. This alliterative story starts with Deborah Adler. She's a graduate student in the visual arts. Her grandfather, Herman, and her grandmother, Helen, were both taking the same medicine but in different dosages. And one day they got the bottles mixed up. This upset and inspired Adler. She revamped the standard bottle design and sold the idea to Target. This new Target pharmacy bottle is flat with curved edges, and customers can choose color-coded rings to help keep things straight. The designer, Deborah Adler, spoke with Day to Day's Noah Adams.
Ms. Adler, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, help us describe this for a radio audience. This looks to me like an upside-down flat bottle that stands on its cap, and the label wraps from the bottom to the top up over it, right?
Yes, the label wraps from the back of the bottle over to the front of the bottle. It makes it easier for pharmacists because they only need one label that just wraps over the top. It also allows for space at the top of the bottle to put the name of the drug.
So you could have put the bottles down into a drawer and see them from the top.
Yes, and you no longer have to turn it in circles to see the important information. And it's easier to read. You're not reading it on a curve.
Right.
It has a front and a back. It's more intuitive in the sense that you read the information about the label on the front, and you turn it to the back, and you can read all the warnings. If you stay on the back, you can see the patient information card that you can pull out, and you'll have it always for an easy reference.
Now, that's an important thing because patient information, tiny type thing, and it comes in the bag usually, and you wind up throwing it away. But here it stays right with the bottle.
Yes. Let's say you're taking 8 or 9 medicines and they're generic and it's been 8 months since you last went to the pharmacist and you have no idea if the generic name is for your headache or for your stomach ache or for your back pain. This way you can just take out the card and you'll know this is for migraine headaches.
Right. We should mention here Klaus Rosberg. Did I say that name right?
Yes, Klaus Rosberg. His company is called Sonic Designs in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. And Target hired him to develop the bottle. He really took all of the ideas and reflected it in the bottle. So we had to work closely together to ensure the synergy between the label and the bottle to make it look like a cohesive unit.
Have you gone into a Target store to see these pill bottles sort of like?
Yes.
What's that look
yes.
like?
Yes. I'm from Mount Kisco, New York. So they just opened up a new Target store in Mount Kisco. So it was really fun for me to go. They brought me into the pharmacy behind the pharmacy, and I got to see how they set it all up. And it was such a thrill to see it in front of my eyes, the whole system working with the printers and the color-coded rings and the bottles and how it all works. It all came together so nicely.
Talking with us from New York, Deborah Adler, graphic designer. The pill bottle of her inspiration is now in use in Target stores. Thank you, Ms. Adler.
Thank you very much, Noah.
And that story from Day to Day's Noah Adams. You can see pictures of the new pill bottle design on our website, npr.org.